We continue with the Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi, Hilchos Tzitzis, Siman Ches, Sif Yadalet, says the Mechaper, in Pasha Taliso, Afilu Hayadata Lachzor L'Satev Bo Miyad, Tzarech Levarech Kishayachzor V'Yisatev Bo. The Mechaper holds that if one takes off their talis, even if they had a mind to put it on immediately, they need to make another bracha when they put it back on. So even if they had a mind that they were putting it back on, they still need to make another bracha that is considered to be a hefsek. Just taking it off, says the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Mechaber, is considered to be a hefsek to require a new bracha, even if it didn't go anywhere else in between, even if it was a short period of time. However, the Rama says, V'yesh omrim, she'im avarchinim hayadai dolas or lisatek bel. If you had a mind to put it back on, then you don't need to make a new bracha when you actually put it back on. V'yesh omrim, says the Rama, davka kashen nishar alav talas katan, v'achinogin. Some say that the only time you don't have to make another bracha is if you were wearing a talas katan during the time that you didn't have the talis gadol on. But if there was no talis katan on, then even if you had in mind to put it back on, you need to make a new bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason for the first day in the Ramah is that since when you took it off, you had in mind to put it back on right away, the taking off isn't considered to be a hefsek. And even if you went somewhere else in between, such as you took off the talis to go into the bathroom, the going somewhere in between is also not considered to be a hefsek, since you had in mind to put it back on immediately, right when you can, and you do. And it's not similar to taking off tefillin, which we'll see, to go into the bathroom. You need to make a bracha when you come out. That's because you can't wear tefillin in the bathroom. So it's considered to be a complete hefsek, as opposed to a talis, where medina, it's really okay to take it into the bathroom. We just don't do it. It's not right to do. Therefore, it is not a hefsek if you take it off in order to go into the bathroom. The Mishnah Berurah also adds that if during the time that you took off the talis you did not have in mind to put it on immediately, only after a period of time, then even if you put it back on immediately, you need to make a new bracha. The only time that we say you don't need to make a new bracha is if you had in mind to put it on immediately and you put it back on immediately. But if you had in mind to put it back on immediately and you don't put it on for a while, or you had in mind to put it on after a while, even if you put it on immediately, you would need to make a new bracha. Those would be considered to be a hesek hadas. So the Mishnah Berurah concludes that we really paskin like both days in the Ramah. So just talking about different situations. If when you took off the talis, you had in mind that you were going to put it on immediately, so then even if you didn't have the talis katan on, you don't need to make a new bracha when you put on the talis gadol. However, if you didn't really have in mind that you were going to put it on, you just took it off and didn't have anything in mind, then if you're still wearing a talis katan, it's not considered to be a hesek hadas from the mitzvah, and you would be able to put it on without a bracha. If you're not wearing a talis katan, you would need to make a new bracha. However, if when you took off the talis, you had in mind that you weren't going to put it on, if you had in mind to put it on immediately, then even if you're not wearing a talis katan, you don't need to make a new bracha. The Mishnah Berurah also adds that if you took it off during davening, then that is considered to be taking it off in order to put it back on, even if you didn't have that in mind. But if you put it away in your talis bag, then that is considered to be having in mind not to put it back on. The Be'er Halacha says the best thing to do is that whenever you put on the talis, you should have in mind that if you need to take it off, you're going to put it back on. So this way, the bracha will always cover taking it off, even if you forget to have that in mind when you actually do take off the talis. Rav Aznar discusses a case where if you wear your talis, you don't want to carry your talis because there's no Erev, you don't want to rely on the Erev, so you wear your talis to eat at somebody's house, and then you take it off. So now when you put it back on after the Shabbos Seuda, which is probably a nice period of time, do you have to make a new bracha or not? So he's mesupak, because is that considered to be that you knew you were going to put it back on, or is that not considered to be that you knew you were going to put it back on? So Rav Aznar says the best thing to do is to have in mind when you put on the talis that the bracha should only work until you take it off. Now, this eitza of Rav Aznar is not accepted by everyone. Rav Sternbach thinks that you can't rely on this. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach as well says you can't have in mind that a bracha should only work for a certain period of time. Berachas Hanenin, you can make such a statement. I only want this bracha to work on the following foods in order to require you to make a new bracha on another food. But Berachas HaMitzvah, you're praising Hashem for giving you the mitzvah. So you can't say, I'm only praising Him up until this period of time in order to require yourself to make a new bracha. So those poskim disagree with Rav Aznar and say that this would not be a good eitzah in this situation, or any situation, to get out of a suffix of whether you need to make a new bracha on the talis or not. As well, you have to say that Rav Asner is talking about a case where you're not sure that you were going to put it back on, because maybe you would find a place to leave the talis in the person's house. But if it's a case where you know you're going to have to put it back on, for example, you take it off in a place where it's not safe to leave it, you know that you would never leave your talis in this place, so then if you put it back on, you would not need to make a new bracha. So the question is, if you require that the only time you don't need to make a new bracha is when you put it on immediately, back on immediately, so then what is considered to be immediately? How long is a hefsek? So the opinions on that shear range tremendously. Some people say a couple minutes, some people say 25 minutes, a half hour. Shulchan Aruch HaRav says even 3 hours. And the time that this comes up often is if one takes off their tzitzis in order to play sports, when they put it back on, should they make a new bracha? Or if they take off their tzitzis to exercise, should they make a new bracha? Most people have this question on Yom Kippur. When they take off their talis for the break between Musaf and Mincha, do they then need to make a new bracha when they put the talis on? So many poskim say, even if you go home in the middle, you would not need to make a new bracha when you put the talis back on, because you know that you're going to have to put the talis back on. You know you're going to have to put the talis back on to daven. So you clearly had that in mind when you took off the talis after Musaf, so you would not need to make a new bracha. Other poskim disagree and say that no, this long period of time, this break in between, counts as a hezek hadas, and therefore one should consult the posek on whether they would need to make a new bracha when they put the talis back on for mincha on Yom Kippur or not. The same applies to the exercising and the basketball that we mentioned, that some say if you have it off for 25 minutes, then you're going to need to make a new bracha, and some say no, 3 hours would be the only time that you would need to make a new bracha, so why don't you consult a posek as to what the appropriate shear is to require a new bracha. The best thing to do, as we said, is always to have in mind that you're going to put it back on afterwards, but sometimes even the long period of time will count as a hefsek. There's also a discussion if you take off your tzitzis in order to go to sleep during the day, if you want to take a nap, do you then have to make a new bracha or not? So therefore, it is best to take the nap in the tzitzis so you don't run into any shilas.